This is the continuation of the talk with the young adults, and Sotyam is in the process of describing a dream.
Of us into a tent, and the tent was for sages. Only sages were allowed to be in this tent. And Richard and I, sages are the holy men and women.
Monks.
Oh, okay. And so we ended up in the tent for some reason. And everybody kissed Baba's feet, but I couldn't because he was too far. So he held his feet up for me to kiss it. And then we came out, and then Richard was supposed to take the movie. And that's when, you know, I realized how important these DVDs are, because he did take the movie of that. And Baba wanted it to Richard. Richard gave it to somebody, and Baba said, no, you take the movies. Be very vigilant about this movie. And Baba went on a platform, Richard said, and we were a bunch of Iranian with a flag of our own. It was in a desert in Saudi Arabia or someplace. And Baba gave the blessing to us to go forward. And then when he told me, sorry, I had no idea. But today, I realized this is it. And how do we, what is our parcham? It's the parcham of the truth and freedom. Any religion, we're not fanatic. We accept all religion. We don't even discuss it. What it is art of living. This is what I have been instrument of God to try to, for young people, which I desired all my life, to give them tools for the art of living, how to be in the bazaar and function, and how to be in it and not of it. And daily, ridiculously simple things, and yet their effects are phenomenal. I am amazed by the effects of people that have put to practice. Every one of you, to the extent that you practice, you have benefited. To that extent. You know, God is very greedy. He will not give you any more than you deserve it, as far as practice goes, so that you learn to give more. And to me, I don't know where this will go, but these two times, I feel like we have accomplished a hell of a lot, because we discussed the things that are very rare, and we also made sure that every one of us have an understanding of that. And we practice it, and then we pass it on. And it's so amazing, because every single person in Iran and in there, except for Niloufar and Shah, you are all just going to have a baby or just had a baby. Even Shah, you know. And so this is a preparation, one heart at a time, one person at a time. Those people that want masses of people around them, I don't know what kind of accomplishment that would be, but that's, they know what they got to do. For us, it's one heart at a time. One heart at a time. And then you pass it on. The relationship gets better, particularly if husband and wife come together. Because there is two scenario here. When the wife comes and the husband is completely against it, they fall apart. The wife is better be in the bazaar, not even look back, if they want to keep their marriage together, because it will go different direction. Because the more you know, the less he wants to know, the less he will support you. But if you have a husband and wife that either it comes with you or at least supports you, you have a chance. At least supports you. Otherwise, do not tell them what you do. Let them get curious with your tranquility, with your a kindness, with your understanding, and then when they come to you, then you give them very little, if that much. You just say, you know what, I just decided I better be quiet, or something like that. Make them deserve you of your information, otherwise it backfires. So we went to a holy woman some time ago, and he took a look at me and said, is your husband with you in this path? I said, yes. She said, good thing, because he would have been taken away from your life immediately. Because no one will stand being around you if they don't transform, they have to go. They have to go. So it's really, really good. And our path is not a religion path. You do your namaz. You do your church. You do your synagogue. You do your fasting. We don't care. We actually emphasize that. Our path is how we can understand what we're doing. Right now, your mother, when she says the namaz, she said it this morning. I said, go get Manuchar. And she said, you sure? I said, yes. And Manuchar loved it. He came to the room, and I said, do the azan va namaz. We did it. Oh, we all four of us was transformed to Mecca. And so it is, I feel like with a young person, I'm young. With an old person, I'm old. With a Muslim, I'm Muslim. With a Christian, I'm Christian. Because this is irrelevant. We are here to say, listen, there is a light in you. And if you don't catch the understanding of that, your hard life would be a little bit harder. Not too much. So why not? Why not learn and pass it on to our children?
I like how you said one heart at a time.
Yes, one heart.